KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Announcing U.S. airstrikes on three nuclear sites in Iran, President Trump said Saturday night.
Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
But there has not yet been an independent verification, and retired General Robert Abrams tells ABC.
The best way to get battle damage assessment is to put eyes on the ground. And it could be an unmanned aerial system. It could be a drone. But best case would be some sort of personnel on the ground, not necessarily U.S. personnel, but someone who can give us on the spot verification.
And the question of what happens next, as Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi said,
Iran reserves all options to defend its security interests and people.
President Trump said there would be further strikes if Iran retaliates. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating a manure spill from Bruggen Dairy Farm in Monroe County. The spill killed hundreds of fish and contaminated healthy waters frequented by fishers. For more, here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
State officials are investigating a manure spill in Monroe County that polluted at least 8 miles of waterways in southwest Wisconsin, killing hundreds of fish and contaminating Spring Valley Creek, Moore Creek, and the Kickapoo River. A massive rain event triggered the runoff from Bruggen Dairy Farm, a 600-head dairy operation near Norwalk. Ben Uvas with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the farm took measures to protect the soil, but the combination of intense rain and recent manure application caused it to spill into nearby water.
Very localized and a very high intensity rainfall event hit that field, and that was what moved manure off the field down into concentrated flow channels, grass waterways, and eventually off the field into Spring Valley Creek.
The spill was reported through an anonymous tip line to the Wisconsin DNR last month. Hundreds of fish were killed, including prized trout habitats. Farmers apply manure to their fields as fertilizer, but overapplication can cause risks for drinking water and local wildlife. The dairy operation treated about 130 acres of farmland with nearly 1,200 gallons of manure per acre, which is within the DNR's acceptable standards. There have been at least 9 documented manure spills in Wisconsin this year. A 2022 investigation found that more than 1,500 miles of waterways and 33 lakes in Wisconsin are impaired due to manure and commercial fertilizer pollution. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Nina Elkadi for Sentient.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskego Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title. For the fourth year in a row, in Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning in effect for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, lower 90s. The heat index near 100. South winds gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few showers and storms, lows in the lower 70s. More storms and cooler temperatures coming on Monday. Currently 80 degrees.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma.
If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air.
Well, looky here. First Sunday of summer. Don't tell me you haven't waited. Good morning, everybody. Music of the stars. This is Harry Simeon. Yeah, the guy that gave us the Ravel's Bolero of Christmas Carol's Little Drummer Boy. But it was written by Eric Coates. Now, if you're thinking of summer, and we are, you think about that drive-in music, huh, when you go to the movies. Something about that music. What did you call it? You called it drive-in music. I'm Lou Regani, your host on The Music of the Star. Eric Coates and Summer Afternoon.
Once upon a summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower store. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you'd let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. Sweeter than the blossoms on the tree, I was as proud as any man could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown, but I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time.
Wait a minute, let's count the months. You know what? It's all over soon. Oh, now I'm all depressed. Music of the Stars, Doris Day.
Seagull cries on rain-swept beaches. Tear-washed eyes and pain love teaches remind me. Summer is gone. Empty lovers' lanes are lonely. Bittersweet refrains will only remind me. Summer has gone. Summer's a dance and sing time to lovely songs of springtime. But autumn comes to steal all the joys away. Crocus buds are closed with frost now. Summertime has loved and lost now. The sweet dreams faded and gray. Though autumn's flaming colors may blind you, tears will fill your eyes to remind you love has flown and summer has gone away. Summer has gone. Summer has gone.
I just thought I'd catch your attention. Dinah Shore. So hard.
angel take the sky. But till that morning, baby, nothing can harm you. With your daddy and mammy standing by.
One of these mornings,
son of 45, 1946, May 6th, wasn't even summer. I told you that, well, I reminded you, that the Dalmatians movie now, 1955, it's an anniversary. Do the math. And here is the guy who never made it to the movies, Bob Grabeau. And the music of the stars. Happy summer, everybody.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. So take the love of your loved one, you'll need it about this time, to keep from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. For this is the night, and the heavens are right on this lovely Bella Notte. When you make that dizzy climb, for this is the night, and the heavens are right on this lovely Bella Notte.
There's Ward Swingle. Four gals, four guys, the Ward Swingle Singers. Steve Lawrence. The Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network.
I call her Claire de Lune. She walks by moonlight, my Claire de Lune. And when the moon's bright, I'll see her on some sandy beach. Or on a hilltop, smiling just out of my reach. I reach for Claire de Lune, as one obsessed might look for the moon, as one possessed might see something others don't see. I see her face and I hear a strange melody. Ooh. How strange and sweet is the haunting thing. Ooh. How strange and sweet this dream. She's waiting, Claire de Lune, there where the moonlight falls on the dune. I run to meet her, but like all dreams, mine ends too soon. For just as I approach my Claire de Lune, she fades and vanishes just like the moon. And I am left with but the lonely.
Last we have lyrics, Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller, and Steve Lawrence. The Music
Como
of the Star.
Bella c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two on an evening in Roma. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew on an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and that is one too few on an evening in Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Sotterchelle di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Happy summer, music of the stars. Here's an Oscar winner from 1969, Ray Conniff. The picture of the sterile cuckoo, remember? Liza Minnelli. Remember who the other actor was? Try to think.
Mm-hmm. my friend. We'll travel 4 miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
Pookie? I've been thinking, and, I wonder if maybe seeing so much of each other is really such a good thing.
First love is beautiful hurt. If it happens to you once, you're lucky. Paramount Pictures presents an Alan J. Pakula production, The Sterile Cuckoo, starring Liza Minnelli, Wendell Burton, and Tim McIntyre.
Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend more than half of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel 4 miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. Just I and my friend. Dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. And then Saturday's gone, we will remember long after Saturday.
God.
Here's Francis Albert with Nelson Riddle. 1966. That was Wendell Burton. Oh, you've looked it up since, haven't you? The music of the star.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind. The summer wind,
now her gentle madness comes. See her in the games that crazy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out of tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. Every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. Yeah, what's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever. Is just a myth. Old love you is eternal. Look at who you're with. So sing the song of gee whiz, what a guy he was. Had it all together, man. Did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Interstellar summertime. Please don't go that far.
Hi everyone, I'm Mike Mixon from KeyboardAmerica.com, and this video is learning how to play chords like a pro easily. Now I'm going to give you some exercises in this video to get better at playing chords. There's a couple little things to talk about. First of all, you're used to doing everything with all your fingers. So we have to retrain your brain so that you can move fingers individually. And that's harder than it looks, just because for years you've been moving all your fingers. And of course, you notice that I'm playing a lot of sevenths, because it's actually easier to learn the seventh chord. You're using all four fingers instead of three fingers on a chord.
Tommy Dorsey, Music of the Star.
Thank you.
music of the star. Pinetop Smith wrote that. Norma Jean Baker.
Ow! We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can't. Starting a heat wave, I'll let her see. In such a way that the customers say that she certainly can't. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way. But the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. There for Monday, global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine.
Can.
G, 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 Fernando, me.
at the stars. Weather really coming along. Now news. Some big stories. Stay tuned. Okay, here's the scoop. If you're first time here, it's the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're on the air till high noon central. All over the world, civicmedia.us. I'm your host. So we got rum-bum-bum-bum. Yeah, we're rum-bum-bum-bum. All right, all together now.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Describing a 3 U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said,
"It was an incredible and overwhelming success."
And General Dan Kane, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters of that same Pentagon briefing,
"This mission demonstrates the unmatched reach, coordination, and capability of the United States military. In just a matter of weeks, this went from strategic planning to global execution."
They said the bombing was not about regime change and that the strikes involved B-2 bombers in their longest mission since 2001, deploying more than a dozen bunker buster bombs and more than two dozen Tomahawk missiles launched from a U.S. submarine. President Trump said last night,
"Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier."
This is ABC News.